see now. You go to the expense to build a window to see out of, and then you put so much stuff on it you can't even see out of it, pull it back and wrinkling it. Now they got shades and they got curtains and they got draperies on it. I'm just naming our living room. You know? I don't know, man, you did. You went through the expense of building a window to see out of.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a shaded rolls up and down, and you put them lace curtains and draperies on all on the same one.
Yeah. And you put those things down to sit up. Knick-knacks.
Now, sir, that's one thing that, well, practically nil out at our place. I don't know, maybe we started out back when you weren't able to buy such things, I don't know. How old are you?
37.
Well, you can probably remember, but you didn't actually, wasn't in the Depression.
Yeah, I remember. I remember 1930 and my dad with his hollow look.
Bob, people in this country are still on a low wage scale in eastern Oklahoma. But people today, they drive a car, a truck, or something to work. They're going to work down here to Canary, 5 blocks away. Most of the people in the bottoms got an old car they drive down there to work. But back in those early 30s, I told you I walked back and forth to the bottom some, 5 miles to work.
Mm-hmm.
And worked all day at it. Men would walk to work, if they were fortunate to get a job at all, 2 miles, 1 mile, 5 miles from home. And they'd put in a full 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they get 50 cents. We go out today with
For the 10 hours?
Yeah.
My goodness.
We go out today with the hay equipment and we think about a man with a tractor and a baler out there by himself. He has another man cut it and another man to rake it, and he bales it. That's a tune of 40 to 60 tons a day. We bale 10 tons a day and quit. If we got it done in 8 hours or 12 hours, well, that was our standard day, baling 10 tons a day. There was two of us feed the baler, half time, about 15 bales about. We got 75 cents a day. We stuck our foot down that baler and tromped that hay in there and hoped it didn't get cut off with a plunger. We'd feed 15 bales and we'd rest. And while we'd resting, we didn't have to do nothing but off there, you know, pull the hay away from that press and stack it. You had two men that pitched. When I'm pitched 15 bales and he rested 15, and while he was resting, he run a buck crate and went out in the field and brought the hay in. You had one man cutting, you had one man raking, you had one man tying, you had one man back wiring and setting up blocks. And everybody on the crew drew 50 cents a day, except the two men was feeding. And they got 75 cents, which is a pretty good raise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50%.
But would you stick your foot down in one of those things one time? I wouldn't go down in one of them today. One
hammer keep going?
Well, this was a slower machine, you remember. This thing had a big plunger. It worked just like the plunger in the baler today, except this plunger in this baler in here is hitting 70 strokes a minute.
Good heavens.
The plunger in that old baler had a team out here, you know, that walked in a circle around and around and around. And most of them had a two-stroke baler, which meant that this team was pulling on a